This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. This is another weekly quick hits. My name is DeAndre Koch. I'm going to keep this one brief today. I am recording this from my hotel room in Napa Valley, specifically Yountville, staying at the Estate Yountville, and it's been a fantastic stay. If you follow us on social media, on Instagram specifically, you've probably seen the stories. Here in wine country for a few days, this was not done on points or even cash technically. This was actually technically a work trip. So I'm here with some other colleagues. Our practice for another year was recognized as one of the top financial planning firms for the state of Virginia. So this was more of a recognition-based trip here in California, in Napa, and having a fantastic time. And first time in Napa as well. And this is a beautiful, beautiful property. Very likely we'll do a more longer format YouTube video that we will release in the coming weeks, and then the audio from that we will release here as a bonus feature as well. But as we have a very packed agenda with wine tastings and such, I'm going to keep this one fairly brief overall. So first piece of news to talk about is that Bilt is now allowing you to pay your rent and not use a Bilt card specifically, but still earn Bilt points and earn points on the card of your choice. So if you are a renter, you can actually charge your rent to your credit card. You will pay a 3% fee, but you'll earn one Bilt point per dollar spent on rent. This is pretty valuable in a lot of different ways, because although there is that 3% fee, for instance, if you are using the rent payment to hit a sign-up bonus or welcome offer for a card, or you, for example, have a card that earns 2x points like the Citi Double Cash or any of the Capital One Venture cards, then essentially you're getting 2x points plus the 1x Bilt point, which essentially equates to that 3x or 3% fee you're paying. And of course, if you redeem for enough value, you're going to get that as well. So I think that's a fantastic opportunity, especially for those obviously who are renting. Bilt has been touting the fact that paying your mortgage and earning points for paying your mortgage is coming. I think this is probably a small move to allow that opportunity to happen. So exciting to see what's going to come from that as well. But as of right now, don't need to have the Bilt card specifically to earn points on paying your rent, but you will pay a fee if you don't use the Bilt card to do so. An update I'm super excited about is that American Airlines has mentioned that they are going to start offering free high-speed Wi-Fi starting January of next year. Should cover about 90% of their fleet, which is amazing. As a American loyalist, I pay for Wi-Fi every single month, just because most of these flights that we take and travels we take on the flights is where I get a lot of work done. However, I've been using my Amex airline credit to cover that payment. And because I've got two business platinum cards and one personal platinum card currently, that alone is 4 months of $50 credits, being $200 credit per card. And so the combination of those three cards, each card getting me about 4 months of credit, $50 per month, gives me an entire year or 12 months of essentially Wi-Fi paid for by my Amex airline credits. And so I'm going to have to figure out a different use for these credits in the future. Not mad at that, because I think free high-speed Wi-Fi available in flight is going to be a benefit for flyers in general. So super excited about that coming January of next year for American. And that's going to keep it in line with their other competitors, Delta and United, which already are offering that. And so I think it's a huge move forward, and I'm excited being an American flyer primarily. From a searching perspective, I think one of the coolest things in the news for travel specifically is that Google Flights is finally testing out a basic economy filter. Now, this is not going to apply to everyone searching, and even if you do use Google Flights often, it's not going to happen for every flight or every search that you do. But it seems that they're actually toying with a basic economy filter, which, as I'm sure many of you know, basic economy is something that I tend to avoid almost all the time because of the fact that for some airlines, you don't get miles if you book that route, or you can't bring a carry-on bag, or you can't opt for or pay for a seat choice, and various other reasons why a basic economy ticket's not ideal, even though that ticket is typically $50 to $100 cheaper when you're choosing a flight. So for myself, I tend to avoid the basic economy tickets in general, and I'm happy that Google Flights is now offering the opportunity to completely avoid seeing them in the pricing so that it's more accurate to what you actually want to see. But again, because it seems like they're testing that as of right now, you may see some searches where you're going to see that as a filter and other ones where you're not. But I think this goes to prove that Google Flights is really the strong front runner in the world of searching for flights, especially if you have the Points Path plugin as well. So you can actually get the equivalent points cost for flights that you may want to take as you're doing your standard booking or searching for travel in general. And lastly, I want to give a shout out. I forgot to do this last week to Karen, who won our Hyatt free night certificate giveaway, as well as a preferred club access award also. She did that through the giveaway we had a couple weeks ago. If you are not subscribed to our newsletter currently, I encourage you to do so. The link to that is in the show notes. We are planning more and more giveaways throughout this year and into the future, but this is only available for those who are newsletter subscribers. So while we also would love for you to be as a part of our Facebook group as well, the newsletter subscribers are going to be the ones who will be eligible for future giveaways. And so congrats to Karen. I know you're going to use your free night certificate in San Francisco here very soon. And so I hope you enjoy that. And then you have the option to use upgrade with the preferred club for this or a future stay anytime between now and February of next year. So hope you enjoy, and hope anyone listening to the show considers joining our newsletter if you haven't already. We do have weekly blogs, weekly points and miles news and alerts as far as travel goes, and of course, opportunity to have giveaways as well. So that's it, keeping this one short. Hope you guys have had a fantastic week. I'm going to continue to enjoy a little bit more of wine country, and you all have a great rest of the week. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.